This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks Podcast. We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi, Senior Technical Analyst at SMC Global Securities. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. After witnessing a steep cut in the previous session, the Indian market bounced back sharply from lower levels on March 31st, tracking firm global markets. Nifty once again reclaimed 8,575 this week after some lower level buying was witnessed in heavyweights like Reliance Industries, HDFC Twins and Infosys. However, on the technical front, Nifty and Nifty Bank indices are still trading in a bearish channel. And on the higher side, 8,800 to 9,000 zone for Nifty, while 19,500 to 20,000 zone for Bank Nifty should act as a strong hurdle. On the derivative front, put writers were seen adding open interest at 8,400 and 8,500 strikes, which should provide some support to the market going forward. Till then, we can expect some stock-specific action along with some volatility in a broader range of 8,400 to 9,000 in the coming few sessions. Here are 3 stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. CESC is the first call, which is a buy with a target price of Rs. 465 and stop loss of Rs. 365. Upside potential for this call is 14%. For the last 2 months, the stock has been beaten down sharply as the prices have witnessed a sharp fall from Rs. 700 levels towards Rs. 370 levels. On the technical front, however, the stock has tested its 200 days exponential moving average on monthly charts and bounced back sharply from there on to once again reclaim above Rs. 400 levels in a week's time. At the current juncture, some consolidation can be seen from the last 4 to 5 trading sessions, and also the stock has formed a doji star candlestick pattern on the daily charts. The secondary oscillators are suggesting for a bounce into the prices going forward, as the stock has also given a breakout above the falling trend line of a sloping channel on a shorter time frame. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of Rs. 400 to 410 for the upside target of Rs. 465 with a stop loss below Rs. 365, said the analyst. Hindustan Unilever is the second call with a target price of Rs. 2670 and stop loss of Rs. 2050. Upside potential for this call is 16%. After witnessing a steep fall from Rs. 2250 to Rs. 1800, the stock saw a V-shaped recovery and made a new 52-week high on March 31st. The stock has once again surpassed all of its short and long-term moving averages on broader charts as well, with some long build-up into the prices. The V-shaped recovery in the prices has been seen with marginally higher volumes, which suggest for further up move into the prices in the coming sessions as well. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of Rs. 2270 to 2290 for the upside target of Rs. 2670 with a stop loss below Rs. 2050, said the analyst. Nestle India is the third call with a target price of Rs. 18,370 and stop loss of Rs. 14,000. Upside potential for this call is 13%. In recent weeks, this stock has also given almost a V-shaped recovery after testing 100 days exponential moving average on the weekly charts. Despite the weak market sentiment, the stock has shown strength from the lower levels as recovery was seen with some heavy volumes which suggest long build-up into the prices. At the current juncture, however, the stock is facing immediate resistance at Rs. 16,800, but positive divergences on secondary oscillators suggest that the stock can move beyond its 52-week high of Rs. 16,835 in the coming sessions. Traders can accumulate the stock on dips in the range of Rs. 15,850 to 15,700 for the upside target of Rs. 18,370 levels with a stop loss below Rs. 14,000. Remember, all the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.